Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Coaching Conversations. This is your life coach and host, Shawn Marie Chakowski, and we have a very special episode today. We have an intuitive coach and Reiki master, Molly Wetzel, with us here today. We're going to learn all about Molly and her work and her mission in life. And we are already greeted with some listeners, so I know this is a beautiful energy that we're going to be creating on the air today. So welcome, Molly. It's wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here today.
Awesome. So let's dive right in. So tell us, Molly, you are an intuitive life and energy coach and a Reiki master. And even before on the air, I said, tell me a little bit how you were drawn into this work, if we want to call it work. So you want to share a little bit about your background and how you found coaching and just little insight about your doings.
Sure, yes. So looking back, every time I'm asked this question, I always try and figure out how to condense it. Because it's one of those journeys where I kind of stumbled into all of these things, and it was just one small step after another that just led to this beautiful place that I'm in now. But I found coaching because I kept jumping from terrible job to terrible job thinking, you know, that this is going to be it. And it turned out it was a terrible environment, very toxic or, you know, very unbalanced. And I just knew I believe I was 23 at the time. I knew by then I couldn't live the life I was told that was the ideal life, you know, the standard American dream. So I found coaching and I haven't looked back. I then jumped into Reiki. I got to go to Bali to do Reiki. And all of this was me just following my gut, like, that sounds right for me. That feels right. And I just continue to live my life that way. And so that's what I help other people with as well, to really just figure out how to listen to their intuition and figure out what's best for them instead of listening to all of these guides and gurus and all of these things that some people just don't know what's best for you, but you always know what's best for yourself if you listen to your intuition. So that's my long-winded background.
I love it. I love it. I think even in coaching, what I see too and what you just shared, and maybe it helps some of our listeners pick up the signals, is that there's always an expression, and most people find that they're stuck, they're discontent, or they're longing. But with the intuition, that, like you said, it's almost like a signaling of the inner work, trying to communicate, correct? I mean, if we can talk about intuition a little bit further.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So tell me, you mentioned that through some of your inner work, which is, I think, awesome that you brought that up in your bio, that you've now been able to use that to help really show other people the light. So can you extend off that? And I know you brought in a little bit about the suffering and pain and trying to release that from, you know, help people release that. I don't know if you want to extend on that a little bit.
Sure, yes. So I help other people release their pains and their traumas after I learned how to do it myself. So I say that I help light the way for other people because this kind of work is not easy and it takes thick skin sometimes, and it takes a lot of, just having faith in yourself that no matter what other people say or what they might think about you, or, oh, she's gone off the deep end, you know, you just be able to deal with people not fully understanding you, but knowing in your heart that it's what you need to do. So my whole path has been completely unconventional, doing things that I never would have imagined growing up that this is what I would be doing. But I help other people by being an example. And my clients, in turn, then become an example in their own families and their own communities. And little by little, by one person at a time, facing their traumas, really actually following their intuition and living the life that they've meant to live instead of the life that they're expected to live. As each individual person shows up, lives that life and just becomes who they need to be, not who they were told to be, the world changes little by little. And so it just takes one or two people, you know, people like me, people like my clients who are brave enough to say, this is not the way I need to live. And I'm going to do whatever it takes to feel happy and not depressed all the time and not angry all the time, not bitter all the time. So really that's what I do. I just help people find their courage and face their traumas and their wounds and forgive. And it's as simple and as complicated as that.
Beautiful. I can resonate so much because I think you and I are coaches, and I think the journey of a coach also leads the way for the paths for the people we work with. But you brought up a couple things I want to highlight, and then maybe we can dive in a little bit more. That even what you mentioned, I think what the courage, you said the word courage, because that is huge. I think where people are and where they want to be, and you're right, there's such an outside influence trying to conform us almost, if that's the word, or keep us in expectations, that courage. I resonated as a belief partner, you know, in coaching. It's just helping people jump over that gap, that fear, you know, building up that flame, that courage to manifest. Really, I think where we would go back to that expression that's there, you know, tapping that back into your intuition and that inner guidance that's already there. So you brought up some key things, and I want to highlight on that I think sometimes with coaching people, or how powerful the simplicity of coaching can be. You said that through empathy, compassion, and healing is some of the tools or the ways that you work with people. Can you talk about maybe a little bit, and maybe we can blend that into Reiki? Because I know you and I are Reiki. Some people are like, what is that? So
let's,
and we could share. And then we have a listener too, so I'll invite him in if he has questions also. So go ahead. Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So I specifically mentioned compassion and empathy because those are the two main things that a lot of people are missing in their lives. And for me, being an intuitive coach, I'm also an empath. That means that I can feel other people's emotions. I know some things about them, just given their body language, their energy, you know, messages that I just kind of receive intuitively. That's really what makes me a great coach, is because I know how you're feeling without you having to verbalize it, without you having to explain it, without me having gone through what you've gone through. So a lot of people, unfortunately, their traumas and their emotional wounds have come up sometime in childhood or, you know, in their early formative years. And it could be, you know, they had a not so happy household growing up, or, you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons you could have traumas or emotional wounds that I don't need to list. But what really people need coaching, because they need compassion and empathy. They need a listening ear that doesn't have a vested interest in their life. So it's really just what's about what's best for them and how they're feeling and what's going to make them happy and fulfilled. And a lot of people are just missing that basic empathy for other people. We are all just these ego machines, you know, me, me, me.
Yeah, no.
We always look through our lens of me. How could they do this to me? How can this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? And so I teach my clients to kind of take that ego out of the center focus and instead make compassion your center focus. What are these people going through? How must they be feeling that made them hurt me so badly? What must they be going through that causes them to be so hurtful? And by understanding that everybody's out here just doing the best they can, and we're all human, and unfortunately sometimes we take our negative stuff out on other people, it just helps to make you a little tiny light in this kind of dark and bitter world sometimes. And by lighting each person up, it's just going to change everything. And all it takes is that simple compassion and empathy. And I'm going to go back to that saying of it's simple and complicated, because inner work is very, very complicated, but the tools and the concepts are so simple.
Right. So let's do that. There was a couple things you just brought up again. I want to talk, because you mentioned when you did the write-up too about looking at things backwards, and that came to me when you were talking about that. Like, I do think, and if I can relate that to clients and people, is that I think we've been trained since tots to look outward. It's almost, it's just natural. We look for survival. We look for our teachers. We look for our parents. So there is a tendency to get confirmation, reassurance from outside us. where we get to a point in life it doesn't serve us, and then we put the mirror back to reflect back on to us. But you, with that, you brought up sometimes a tip to our listeners about looking how you look at things backwards. Can you extend off that or share?
Yes, absolutely. This is really the number one thing that I do. So I have been able to have a very strong standing in myself in the face of adversity and challenges, of overwhelm, I guess I could say. You know, I've been able to make these big moves or have these really difficult conversations, or, you know, just really figure myself out. Because I'm able to, I think backwards. So instead of thinking, oh my God, this is so scary, I'm so nervous, I don't know if I can do this, I change my thinking to, okay, I want to look back on this in 10 years. What do I want to see? Do I want to see myself gathering my strength and being very strong and handling myself with maturity and with compassion? Or do I want to look back and see myself crumble and, you know, just fall apart at the first sign of trouble? And that really helps me gain perspective. It's not even about the situation itself. It's just about perspective. How much energy am I willing to spend on this situation? How much emotional weight am I going to give this situation? Am I going to let it control me? Or am I going to say there's a reason for this? There is a lesson in this? And what can I learn from this? And looking back, how do I want to view myself? That really helps me take myself out of the emotionally charged situation and just really move forward instead of being stuck in the what if, what if, what if, what if. Because that's really what paralyzes us. We just don't want to make the wrong choice, and we just don't want to, you know, kind of right. go down the wrong path. But by looking backwards, you can see there is no wrong path. And really, it's all about learning, and it's all about growing and doing better situation by situation. So that's what
Beautiful.
I do for myself.
Beautiful. Perspective is enormous. And I think that, you know, a lot of coaching is offering expansive thinking, other possibilities, mm-hmm. Widening choices. And that, like you said, fuels personal power. Beautiful. So I want to touch on one thing, and then we're going to invite our listener to join us. Tell me about, I think it'll go back to some of the traumas that we can relate to this too, but tell me how you utilize and use Reiki in your practice, or, you know, whether you do it hands-on or do you use it indirectly. Can you share about Reiki, the energy modality?
Sure.
Of Reiki?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Reiki energy healing has been such an amazing addition to my life. I got certified in Bali in 2015, and I've been doing Reiki ever since. And I actually do Reiki kind of, I want to say, a little different than some people. So I don't actually do hands-on. I like to stay in the energy field because for me, it helps me forget about the physical, if that makes sense. So without that sense of touch, it kind of reminds me that we're also spiritual beings, not so much just physical. So I personally, I never do hands-on Reiki. And I also actually add in some coaching. So because I'm also intuitive and an empath, while I'm doing Reiki, I sometimes get messages, sometimes guides pop in, past loved ones. You know, it's always kind of a mixed bag. I never really know what's going to happen. And because of that, it kind of turns into a fusion of a Reiki session, but also a coaching session. And that's what I feel makes it so special, because not only are you getting energy healing, but you're able to talk about some of these things that you might not have even known is affecting you. Or it could be, you know, like a heads up, like, oh, I didn't know that was coming my way, or I didn't realize that would be such a big issue. So I really love doing Reiki because, like I said, it's like a fusion. So for me, it's so different, and I love getting new clients because it's different than traditional Reiki. So they're like, wow, I had no idea what to expect. It's just so different. So a lot of times, yeah, people's traumas come out and they don't even realize how much it's affecting their mental or emotional state. They just think they put it in their past. But because it's unresolved, it comes up in the Reiki session. So it's always so interesting. But yes, I definitely do a different kind of Reiki.
I love Reiki, the power and beauty of that energy. So I'm going to welcome, we had a special listener today. Are you there, Greg, from Pennsylvania?
Hello, I'm here.
Hello. I wanted to invite you in to see if you have any comments or questions that you wanted to add to the conversation today.
I know one thing that you kept saying, complicated inner work, that really resonated with me. And it's simple, but there's parts that seem very complicated. And just to share what I've been, you know, one of the biggest struggles with my inner work has been, on one hand, you know, I can tap in and see things that are going on in the distance, you know, picking up on other people's energies, even if they're not present, or even if I don't know who they are. And the struggle has been, when you're doing your own inner work, you're wanting to be in your safe place to where all the voices are yours, and you're dealing with that. And the issue, and I've come pretty far, you know, from where I was that, you know, you're trying to deal with maybe some stubborn parts of your own inner life. And because you're used to picking up on other people's garbage, you're wondering, if by embracing that part of yourself, you're thinking, but are you me? Or are you an outside energy or thought from another person, or something trying to be intrusive? Because I think we've dealt with that. So it's like you're trying to protect yourself from letting anything in that shouldn't be in. But at the same time, you want to heal this negative part of yourself that looks pretty hurt and beat up. And you're trying to do two things. And affirmations have been, a wide variety of affirmations have been really helping that part. You know, where, you know, different parts, you're really identifying more with yourself. Oh, that's me. That's not me. That's helped. But that's the complicated part, I think.
Beautiful. I can I comment on that? Is that okay?
Sure.
It's interesting. There's a system called internal family systems. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
No. And what it is, it just reminded me of it, but it breaks it down that within us, there's parts of us. And I think we all have that. Like, you'll hear people say, oh, there's a part of me that feels this way, or there's a part of me that you are breaking it down. You see that there are parts, but they're all doing that. They all have these roles in us. And then what I hear you questioning those parts where they come from, but sometimes you're right, by embracing them, by doing that work, you get closer and closer to allowing that higher self to I guess really, it's always there, but to the flame in there to light up. How long have you been doing your inner work? Has this been a journey for you?
Yeah, a lifetime journey, but the affirmations have just been more recent. I've done them in the past, but it seems this time, it's on time for that work.
Beautiful. Molly, do you have anything you wanted to comment on that too?
Yes, I have two things that I would love to say. Greg, thank you so much for sharing. But so the first thing I would say, I noticed that you were questioning, you know, what part is you, what part is something else. You're not really sure how to discern between the two. And to that, I say, just remember that you are in complete control. So you might have these abilities. You might be able to hear voices, hear guides, whatever it is that you're hearing and seeing and going through. But you are still in complete control. So you get to say, you know, this is too intense for me. I need you to scale it back a little bit. Or I need more clues from you. I'm not fully understanding you if you're trying to tell me something. And on top of that, even with Reiki, I never do Reiki. I never even send Reiki to anybody without first asking if it's okay. Because if you don't get that permission, if it's not an even exchange where you fully accept my help and I fully accept that I'm giving it to you, then it's not going to be as effective. So that's another example of you being complete control of your energy. So if you're worried about something being intrusive or coming to you when you're not ready or you don't want it, you have every right to say, this is my space and you are not welcome here, or whatever you need to say. So that I always make sure my clients understand, you are in complete control of all of your energy, of your physical body, of it all, of your abilities, all of it. And the second thing I would like to say is, as a coach, I can fully tell you, I cannot get through my own inner work without somebody else's help. And I tried. I was like, I got this.
Right.
I do this all the time. And I'm telling you, I could not get through some of my own traumas without somebody else's help. And it was a sense of pride for me. I get paid to do this. I went to school for this. This is what I do all day. And I just could not get through it on my own. You have to have somebody else's perspective, whether that's a friend, a coach, whatever. But if you're going through something that you can't figure out or it's been too long and you just feel stuck, you need to get somebody else's perspective, regardless of your abilities or strengths or anything. So those are my two inputs.
Yeah, that works.
Whenever
I used to go on the affirmations, it didn't work as good. But whenever I started to participate in blog talk and talk to people on blog talk, that triggered the extra release of the affirmation.
Wow.
So you're right on with that.
Perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. Synergy of energy. Beautiful. Well, we are, unfortunately, out of time. This has been a lovely episode. So I want to thank you so much, Molly, for joining us. And Greg, thank you for joining us and sharing your experiences and your perspective. And a big thank you to all our listeners. Before we end, you can find Molly's bio and can connect with Molly on our website, which is wnylifecoaching.com. And you can reach us direct at 716-560-6555. Too. Molly, can you let the listeners know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me. But so I have a website. It's BeTheBalanceHealing.com. I do not have social media, and my website is still in the works. So be kind. I'm just not a technology person. I'm more of a face-to-face. So you can email me at Molly@BeTheBalance.com or go on my website and just shoot me a message through my site. And that's how we can work together. From there, we can talk on the phone or Skype, wherever.
Beautiful. Well, thank you again, and thank you to all our listeners, Powers from Within. Have a great day, guys.